So the phone line is open once again. People to phone in, 1-877-729-7268 or 1-YOU-SPRAY-RANT or 1-877-SAY-RANT.
I hate those fucking numbers. You know, people do that all the time. CFO, and you look at CF.
It takes an hour to dial.
Oh, fuck, I hate that. Somebody else calling in. Hon, who is it?
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Rancid Girl.
Hi, Rancid Girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
I have something really serious to talk about. Not okay. Like the last time I called and I was all like giggly and dumb and shit.
Okay, what's up?
She did actually tell me. I totally forgot that she was going to actually phone in and say something.
Yeah, okay. Can I say it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Right. Nuts.
Okay, I'm just like really pissed off at like chicks that like pretend to be like feminist but like really aren't. Like, I mean, okay, like my mom kind of. Like, all right, she, like, she's all, like, shit, like, I don't know, she'll be like, oh, I hate doing all the housework all the time. I hate doing all the housework, right? But, like, my dad goes out of town for, like, a few days, right? And, like, the day before he gets back, she goes in this, like, mad hissy fit, and, like, anyone does anything, and she's, like, screaming, she's like, no, the house has to be clean before he gets home, and just, like, freaking out, and does, like, a million hours worth of housework to have this spotless house when he comes home. And it's, like, so stupid. And it's like, ugh, it makes me so angry because, like, she's, like, all, like, complaining that she doesn't want to do it. But then she, like, she's the one that decides to do it. And, like, she just, I don't know. My dad never says, get this house clean. It's all, it's like her. And, like, yeah. So that pisses me off. It's not just my mom, though. This isn't just, like, a teen angst, I hate my mom kind of thing. I mean, like, it's also, like, chicks that are always like, oh, I hate it when guys stare at my boobs. But then walk around with t-shirts that, like, leave everything exposed, you know, and then expect people not to look. You know, I mean, like, I'm not saying that guys should, like, reach out and grab chicks' tits. But, I mean, if you're wearing a tank top that shows half your breast, of course people are going to look. Like, ugh, it makes me angry.
So, well, like, said.
If there's any chicks that walk around with their boobs hanging out but don't want guys to look, they should be smacked.
Absolutely.
Big smack.
Yes. Pang with the shovel.
You feel
there
better?
You pang with the shovel. Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So you feel a lot better now?
Yeah.
Having about said that?
50 or a million people have heard you now.
I'm sitting beside two beautiful women.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Here we go. Back to the...
What are you wearing?
No, wait. I know. Let me see if I can guess who the beautiful women are. One of them is Playboy Bunny.
No, she's not here tonight.
Oh, different beautiful women.
I miss her.
So who are the beautiful women that you're with?
Aaron and Selena.
Aaron and Selena. Those sound like real names.
Do they mind you saying their names over the internet?
Sorry. They're like the depressed lesbian vampire and Pearl Dragon.
Pearl Dragon.
Yes. Hello, Aaron. Hello, Selena.
I'll be banging.
So, in any case...
Oh, no. Hang on a second. Aaron just told me we all want Sim. It's not
we
just...
We all want Sim.
Well, anybody there over the age of 20?
Pardon?
What are your ages? Are you legal? Do you have plane tickets?
Do we have plane tickets?
Yeah, you know the big fucking shiny objects that sail through the air with the greatest of ease?
The little green men on the flying trapeze.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's a guy with a chainsaw. He's outside your house and he's coming in. Say, what the hell?
So, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I have no idea. I'd guess, like, the sexiest man on the planet.
Good guess, but wrong. So
there's not enough room in the studio for the eagle.
Yeah, that would be
sexiest
me.
Sexiest man on the planet, yes.
Yes, I weep sex from my folds of fat. Yes,
bring out
true.
The limitless sex object.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So that's the wrong answer, so we're going to have to hang up on you.
Say what the hell. Hey.
Wait. Okay, that's good enough. We're hoping she'd
say,
like, what the hell.
We're apparently connecting with our core audience of teens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's our focus group is
she
teenage
is the,
girls.
She's the number one people who brings it in, man. She brings in all the women. Now, there are no doubt they're listening right now. Wow. They're probably listening.
We are the ugly ass NSYNC, I guess, now.
Tell me what you want, what you really want. No, in all honesty, what I would like to see is... Rancid Girl gets all these fucking little prepubescent women over to her house, and eventually, little girls, I love little girls, because little worlds get bigger every day.